Israel is the big loser. Israel is in really serious trouble today, and there's little hope of getting away from that moving forward. Second, that the Americans are also losers, although they do not lose as big as Israel does. And the winners, not in any decisive way, but the winners are the Iranians. Israel today is what I would call Greater Israel. Israel controls everything between the river and the sea. And of course, that phrase is usually associated with Hamas. And what Hamas wants is to control everything between the river and the sea, just like Israel does. And the end result is that what you have today is a Greater Israel. And that Greater Israel includes what's called Green Line Israel. That was Israel before the 1967 war, plus Gaza, plus the West Bank. Okay, so there are those three areas that comprise Greater Israel. And what's very important to understand is that inside Greater Israel, there are roughly 7.3 million Palestinians and roughly 7.3 million Israeli Jews. There is rough equality between the two sides. So the question is, how does Israel think about dealing with Greater Israel, where you have rough equality between these two populations? And there are basically four options. One is you have a democratic Greater Israel. That's not going to happen because it would no longer be a Jewish state, okay? Because if you look at demographic patterns, the Palestinians are making more babies than the Israeli Jews. So that's not happening. Second possibility is a two-state solution. Everybody loves to talk about a two-state solution. That is not happening, certainly after what happened on October 7th, but even before then, and I'll talk more about this. Benjamin Netanyahu and the Israeli elite has no interest in a two-state solution, okay? The third possibility is apartheid, and basically what you now have is an apartheid state. The fourth option is ethnic cleansing, and ethnic cleansing means getting rid of the Palestinians, for the most part, who live in Gaza and who live in the West Bank, and creating a Greater Israel that is completely dominated by Israeli Jews and has very few, if any, Palestinians in its midst. So again, the four options are, number one, democratic Greater Israel. Number two, two-state solution. Those two are off the table. Number three, apartheid, which is basically what you have now. And number four is ethnic cleansing, where you get rid of the Palestinians. Before October 7th, the Palestinians in Gaza basically lived in a giant open-air prison. What happened was that in 2005, when Ariel Sharon was the prime minister of Israel, he decided to pull the settlers out of Gaza. As you know, there are settlers in the West Bank. Up until 2005, there were Israeli settlers in Gaza, and Sharon pulled them out. And he pulled them out because Gaza was a hornet's nest, and having settlers in there was a nightmare. And they had their hands full in the West Bank, and they wanted to focus on the West Bank. And what they did was pulled all the settlers out, and it became an open-air prison. Now, it looked up until October 7th like Netanyahu and company were able to manage the situation inside of Gaza. Nobody thought what happened on October 7th was going to happen. This is why the Israelis got caught with their pants down. They thought they were managing the situation very well. What happens on October 7th is that Hamas attacks into Israel, and I think it's fair to say achieves a spectacular success. I think the evidence is that Hamas was surprised by how successful they were. And anyway, they eventually leave Israel, and the Israelis consolidate the situation inside of their borders. And then they eventually go on the offensive against Hamas. And that offensive is now taking place. Okay. Now, what we want to ask ourselves is, what exactly are Israel's goals here? So there's sort of two principal goals here. Defeat Hamas decisively and get back the hostages. What's not discussed in the Western media is the real goal. And the real goal is to ethnically cleanse Gaza. And the reason they want to ethnically cleanse Gaza is because, number one, that's the way you get out of apartheid. You all understand, Israel is an apartheid state, and the only way you get out of that situation is you cleanse. Furthermore, it's the only way you defeat Hamas. I'll talk more about this. It's quite clear that the Israelis are not going to defeat Hamas, right? And I can't believe they thought they would defeat Hamas before they went in there. They're too smart for that. But if you cleanse Gaza and you drive all the Palestinians out, you drive Hamas out. So you solve two of the principal problems you face with ethnic cleansing. You solve the apartheid problem and you solve the Hamas problem. Now, you're probably saying to yourself, Israel wouldn't do anything like this. Just a couple points. First of all, to create the state of Israel to begin with, you had to do massive ethnic cleansing. In 1948 and in 1967, the Israelis cleansed huge portions of what is today Greater Israel. And the idea that they wouldn't do this, if you read all sorts of Israeli media, they talk about ethnic cleansing all the time. And it makes perfect sense if you think about it. They want to ethnically cleanse Gaza. And then that brings us to the question, how do you do this, right? How do you get the Palestinians out? Well, first of all, they definitely went after Hamas to start with. That was the purely military side of the story. They went after Hamas. But to make ethnic cleansing work, you have to, number one, kill significant numbers of people, of Palestinians who are basically innocent Palestinians, not Hamas. You have to kill large numbers of them, and you have to give them a powerful incentive by killing them to drive them out. Number two, you have to make the place unlivable. And that's what they're doing. I mean, they're not just killing people. They're making Gaza unlivable. And the reason it's unlivable is because they're trying to cleanse Gaza. It's very important to understand that. And then finally, what they're doing is starving the population. Why are they starving the Palestinians? Why are they killing the Palestinians? Why are they making Gaza unlivable? It's very simple. They want to drive them out. So that's basically what's been happening. And in the beginning, right, there was all sorts of talk about genocide. And I was on the record publicly is saying this is not a genocide. But after December, I changed my mind on that. I think the Israelis are now engaged in genocide. The question is, where are we today? Where are we today? First of all, they've not defeated Hamas, and they're not going to defeat Hamas. Kurt Campbell, who is the Deputy Secretary of State, basically said that yesterday. There are all sorts of stories in the Israeli press that they're not going to defeat Hamas. They haven't gotten the hostages back. And they have not been able to cleanse Gaza. They've not been able to cleanse Gaza. Furthermore, they're stuck in Gaza. They're there, right? They got out in 2005, and they're back there. This is not good. So what you see here is that Israel is in real trouble in Gaza. Now, in addition to the problem in Gaza, they have a huge problem with Hezbollah, because Hezbollah in the north, in support of Hamas, has been shelling northern Israel. And there are somewhere between 60,000 and 100,000 Israelis from the northern part of Israel who have had to move into the center of Israel on a temporary basis and can't go home because Hezbollah is shelling northern Israel. And Hezbollah has said that until this all ends in Gaza, they're going to continue to fight the Israelis. This is a huge problem for the Israelis. So they not only have trouble with Hamas and Gaza, they have trouble with Hezbollah up on the northern border. And by the way, the Houthis are actually now taking aim at the Israelis, and the Houthis just recently landed their first missile inside of Israel. Just one, but that's a harbinger of things to come. So you see how much trouble Israel is in. They have not achieved their objectives with regard to those two stated objectives and with regard to the ethnic cleansing. What the Israelis believe is that their deterrence depends on escalation dominance. Escalation dominance. That means if somebody whacks me and I whack them back, I whacked them back harder than they initially whacked me. In other words, as we go up the escalation ladder, I dominate. Escalation dominance, it's now very clear. The Israelis no longer have escalation dominance vis-a-vis Iran or vis-a-vis Hezbollah.